What's up, everybody, and welcome to the fifth episode of Serendipity at the Numbers. I'm King of the O here with my two co-hosts, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hey, y'all, this is Simone the Water Bear.
Hey, what's up? This is Sorcerer from Serendipity.
For this episode, we had Jay Winchester, aka Voodoo, join us. We talked about her band, the Voodoo Dolls. We talked about her modeling career, her acting career, and her dance career. Stay tuned till the end to get our social medias and info about playlists featuring the artists talked about in this episode. Hope y'all enjoy.
Today's really special. We're all really excited. We have a special guest here with us. I would love for her to introduce herself.
Hi.
Let y'all know.
Hi. Hi, y'all. I'm Voodoo, aka Jay. You know, what's up? And yeah. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Yeah, thank you for coming on. Just kind of an intro, and like we're going to start asking questions about all this. But so, from my understanding, you model, you make music. Mm-hmm. The other day, I thought I saw something that you like, you were in a movie or something. Mm-hmm. Do you dance as well?
I do.
Yeah. So, you do it all.
You know, I'd like to dibble dabble.
Oh my goodness. Where is your background in art? Like, where does it start?
Yeah. So I think from a young end, I was just always interested in art. You know, it was something that was like an outlet for me to have fun with and like connect with, have friends and, you know, just have fun growing up. So, when I was young, I was in foster care and my godmom who raised me, she put me in like gymnastics and like just programs like that, like after school programs and things like that. So I've always been kind of surrounded in the arts, you know. I had piano lessons and singing lessons, just like, because I think that, you know, your parents can kind of see like what you're interested in, so they will put you towards that kind of thing. So she just, you know, put me in everything. And I think since then I've just kind of been like keeping in with it, you know.
Yeah. What was like your first your first piece of art, or like what first thing that you really got into that you were like, this is it?
Well, I definitely think that singing was always like something that, like, it's your first instrument, you know? So it's like something I learned how to utilize at an early age. And getting my hands dirty with like art. So I do remember like in first grade, for some reason, I have this really distinct memory of me and my classmates having some shaving cream on our desk, like the teacher just like putting hella shaving cream and like just like make art with it. aside from singing, like was like, oh my gosh, I love the physical aspect of art, you know, like although it was like not just probably my handprints, you know, but it felt good to like be physically invested in something like that. So singing and my hands getting dirty, pretty much.
That's really cool. I think it's always interesting hearing about those like first vivid memories that people have. Do you have like, as far as singing goes, do you have any artists that you were listening to growing up that made you want to start doing that? Or was it kind of a natural thing for you?
Yeah, so like I grew up around so many different people. Although I was in foster care, like I did spend a lot of time with my birth mother. Before I went in and like things like that. So we had lots of different, you know, like Keisha Cole, like Alicia Keys, and then all the way from like really crazy white rock bands, because my stepdad was white. So he like kind of brought in that rock element, which is crazy because now I'm like really into rock and like that kind of element. And then all the way to like the hippy dippy vibes. There's this artist named Bitch. I don't know if you're gonna bleep that, but it is her name. So and there's a song that I used to sing when I was like 2 years old. You can bleep it again, like I said, but it was called Pussy Manifesto. I don't know.
Yeah. I heard that song.
I'm gonna have to add that to the playlist.
You know, like that was like one of the first, I remember just being like, it was terrible. I was like 3 years old, like, see, like, Pussy Manifesto. But like, I felt so like, you know, elevated. I was like, yes, nobody go. And like my humps, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Those were some of the like, you know,
the early ones.
Yeah. Got you. Okay, cool.
So I guess now as an artist, seeing that you've been doing,
you've been singing and been in all types of different art your whole life. What is your creative process like when it comes to like recording a song or even getting ready for like a role or something like that?
Crazy. It's crazy. So like when you do a lot of art, you don't ever polish one, you know, like I'm always growing and learning, which is like amazing and great, but it's stressful as hell when you get, you know, something that you've never done, but you're like, why couldn't I do that? Like, you know, like, let me just put some work towards it and see what happens. And I'm like, oh shit, I got the role. Cool. But so like my creative process is usually when I'm making music and like writing a song, it's always by myself at first, you know, like there'll be this really pretty riff that I'll come up with on bass or guitar where I'm just like, yo, that sounds dope. And then I'll just like start freestyling. Honestly think that like my best music that I've made is like freestyling. Never just like put in a piece of paper and a pen and just being like, okay, so I want to make sure I have these bars. I want to set it up. I want to like, it never comes like that. I'm just like freestyling.
Right.
Which is, I'm not a rapper or like, I'm not like a crazy lyricist, but like, I think that just natural feelings and emotions come up when I'm doing it. And then it just makes the story there, you know, makes that vibe. And as for like, just acting and things like that, I think I've just been dramatic since a youngin, so I just try to step into whatever they want me to step into and make a whole like life for that character, you know. Yeah.
How did you start getting into doing acting roles?
So I would say for sure, like I said, I've been dramatic since a youngin, and I think it just came naturally. I mean, in high school, I did musical theater, and so like, I loved it. It was so fun, like all the colors and the costumes, and like it wasn't like the theater kids that you see on TV where they're just like, no, you have to be perfect, and like it was just really just like, I went to Grant, so it was like really just thrown in there, you know, like everybody's an artist there, so you know, and they didn't make me feel different. Like I had like long gray braids and I thought they were gonna be like, that's not your character, you have to take it out. No, they're like, yeah, go out there with your long gray braids and shake them. Like, okay. So I think that I got comfortable like taking on acting then, because it was like still in my realm of musical, like you know, I was still singing and stuff and dancing, and that's what I was really like focusing on in high school. And so then after high school, I started seeing someone who was a cinematographer, and he's like really known in the community. And I was just like, yo, like, that's dope. And we hang out a lot. So he was just like, you really should get into it. Like, I know you said it was something you did in high school, but like, I have a few people who I can introduce you to and you can see where that leads you. And here I am. And I just got cast in for like a nice little like indie film that I'm excited about, so yeah, we'll see where it takes me.
Have y'all shot the movie yet or the film?
So the one that you've seen, yes. That one was my first short film. Her name is Jessica, and it's about this girl who is with her girlfriend, and they're going back to a house that like has some like traumatic events that happened. I'm not gonna try to give too much away, but yeah, because it's a real short film, but that one we did already shoot in like October. So yeah, I think they're just like finishing the edits and stuff like that, and they should be done here pretty soon and release it. But for the new ones that I'm doing, it's called Deviant, and I think it's going to be a TV show instead of a movie or a short film. Because at first I did read for a movie and they were like, I think we're just going to try to make it a TV show. So we haven't done anything for that. They just found the whole crew. Like, they just casted everyone. And I'm really excited because at the last shoot I was at yesterday, I was talking to it with a few other models, and the makeup artist was like, oh my God, I heard of that film. Like, they asked me to do makeup there, but I couldn't do it. So like, it made me feel good that they were like actively finding great people to be involved in the project. So,
To kind of flip gears, so dance for you. How did you get into dance? What like introduced you into dance and like all of that? Like,
yeah, gymnastics was like one of those things where they always have music playing when you're tumbling and stuff. And so, you know, bust out a little shimmy shimmy, whatever, whatever. And I have an older sister. Shout out to Nini. We're 4 years apart. And so, like, she's not that much older than me, but I looked up to her, you know. And so in middle school, she danced a lot and was on like a little dance team. So I would try to follow her steps. And then when I moved to Houston, I joined the step team. And I was really good at it. I didn't realize like that I just naturally had like rhythm like that. And so they were like, dang, you a freshman. You stepping like you've been doing this for years. And so it really started to open my mind into that creative outlet of like making movements with my body and stuff like that. But it was only in that specific way until I moved back out to Portland. And then I got a part of GDC, which is a grant dance team. And I started like making choreography for like all the classes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So like you'd be a choreographer as well.
Yeah. So like as a young adult now, like I wouldn't, like when I look at other choreographers nowadays, I'm like, ooh, like I would have to get back into it to like be on like my brain being on that level of just, but back then, like for like from sophomore year to senior year, yeah, I was making choreography for like freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors type of thing. Like nothing super crazy, but I definitely think I was pretty solid, you feel me?
And this is in high school?
Mm-hmm. I was doing more choreography than the teacher. I'm not even going to lie to you. No shade. She know.
Hey, say all you need to say. We take shade on here. We take shade.
Y'all finna get some tea.
I have a question about, like, it seems that, I mean, I might answer it already, but with a lot of your art stuff, it seems like there's a lot of cohesion just in, like, how you express art. Mm-hmm. Are there different mediums of art? Like, let's say, I know you do some like modeling stuff too, like modeling to dance to music. Are there different aspects of your personality that you like to express in different mediums?
Mm-hmm, for sure. That's a great question. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely, so because I've grown up around so many different types of people, I've really picked and like grabbed things that I like from individual people. So individual groups. And I think that like living in Houston was really like, you know, it just made me feel like confident in my blackness. Like when I was around people and it was okay to be like crazy and wild and like there was no shade or shame in being like full of life, you know, and energy. And when I was in like Arizona, it just taught me a lot about like my athletic self and like what I could do in that way. Cause like I was the only black girl in my whole grade. Otherwise everybody was like Latinx. And so it was like a great experience because I got to be a part of like a family that wasn't my own, and like they taught, like I was playing soccer and running cross country and like playing volleyball. That's where I like learned how to be athletic, because like there's not much to do in Arizona. It's hot and you just chilling with your homies, you know. So here is like just so free and just hippie, you know. Like I'm a hippie at heart. Like I do think like I'm a hippie, and like it's just taught me to be free. And so I guess I do take, like, when I'm singing and I'm performing, like, I have this rockish, like, rock star. Like, I live the life of the rock star. I love music. I love this. I love that. Which is great, and it is still a part of myself. But that's not on me. Like, I get hood. I get ratchet. Like, I you know what I mean? And so, like, with dancing, like, my blackness really shows through. I'm like, yes, I can finally have an attitude and nobody gonna question me, you know? So, yeah, I definitely have different parts of myself that go towards different parts of my art. Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah.
It seems like you've definitely traveled a lot and been in a lot of different environments. How would you explain the different experiences, like, from a Houston to a Portland in expressing art or even getting opportunities?
Yeah, so I always struggle with, like, being nice about it, because I feel like anytime I tell people about that, they're like, really? Like, isn't that different? And I'm like, yes, honey, you are living in a damn bubble here. Portland is great, but, you know, to every side of light, there's darkness. And I definitely think that, like, Portland is a good place to be when you're building your career and, like, trying to, like, you know, polish yourself. But anywhere else, like, people will step on your neck. Like, And we have a very supportive community, and like that's why we're all here today, because we're all here to support each other and like watch each other grow. In other places, it's not exactly like that, you know, like people want to make it and they will do anything to make it. And so like I definitely think that like in Houston, it's not like they don't show no love, but it's just like you gotta work to get your respect. And so it's always nice to come from a different place and like already have that. Like for instance, when I went to Cali after I graduated high school for a convention, like for a Wildebeest workshop, it was like a really good dance company. There was 7-year-olds doing the stuff I do and doing it better, you know? And like that's a whole ego trip, because you know out here I'm the best in my head. I'm like, okay, I'm looking at school, I'm getting the dancer of the year, I feel like I'm on top, I'm gonna become a professional dancer right after I get out of high school. I go to California and these kids are 10 years further than me and they're only 5 years old. Make sense, you know? So it's just like I definitely think that the lifestyles are completely different, and if you do travel around, you just see it. Like there's no, you know, like there's no way to put the icing on it and be like, yeah, it's just slightly different. No, it's very different. You have to be ready to like deal with different types of people. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay, this is the big one, because I know we was talking about this before you got here. So in our song mix section, you said that you had some songs prepared. I was curious. If you have them with you, what are some musicians or the music that you pick for the mix that you're rocking with right now?
Okay. So, like, I'm never up to speed. Like, I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. Like, I listen to old stuff, and not, like, old school music, but, like, stuff that, like, was hype, and then, you know, everything just go away in 3 seconds. Right. So, it's not hype anymore. But I tried to, like, have a mixture of things for y'all. So the first thing that came to mind was, of course, like, one of my favorite artists, which is Willow Smith, because not only do I think that she's just, like, so different, I love the versatility. Like, any artist who can give me rock, rap, R&B, like, if you can do it all, like, I'm clearly here for it, because that means you're pushing outside of your comfort zone, and you're pushing outside of, like, the norm of, like, oh, if you rap, you gotta rap for the rest of your life. So Willow Smith, and I'm pretty sure it's called Transparency. It's definitely, like a little rock bit, you know, but we gotta go hard sometimes.
Absolutely.
And then The other song the other day, I was thinking of Good Days by SZA. That was popping, you know, and it's still popping for me.
Right.
And I think that, like, SZA has always been one of those artists where I'm just like, girl, I wish I could just be so, like, she just, her soul seems so careless. Like, it seems like she just, like, put on a beat and just, like, beauty comes out, you know? It's like, platinum, like, there you go, like. And then the other one was Moment by Victoria Monet, I think. I love music that plays with other genres. Like, I could also throw some Rico Nasty in there. Anything Rico Nasty put in there. Yes. But I just love people who play with the idea of, like, music can sound so different, you know. Throw X in there, you know. There's so many people. So, yeah, those are some of the songs that, like, I'm always bopping to, you know.
Fire. We really wanted to break into talking about your band, because I feel like that is looking really cool. And from y'all's description, you said that, like, you're a rock R&B group. So, like, I think my first question is, what does that mean?
What the hell does that mean? So, like, it's alternative for sure. So, you know, our drummer, he does a lot of jazz. Like, he loves jazz, and he loves, like, and he makes his own music, and he's a pianist, and he's, like, such a melodic, pretty player. And then, you know, you got my rhythm guitar, who she doesn't know it, but she like country. She don't know it, but she, like, got a little country vibe to her, you know. And then we got the lead guitarist who does crazy riffs, and he just, and then I'm just like, yo, like, what's good? Like, I'm just trying to fit in where I get in, you know? And so it just comes out with this new weird sound. Like, I don't want to say new, like, yeah, we finna do something crazy, you ain't never heard of it, but it is different, you know? And I don't dislike it. Like, I think it's very pretty. We did start out with three vocalists. It was three women, me included, and a guitar. And that was just our first sound. And it was very acoustic, like, hippie-loving, like, harmonies, pretty. And then as we've, like, expanded, our sound has changed so much. So I'd say Have you ever listened to like Willow Smith or like, you know how like Rico Nasty influences rock in her music? It's like honestly like meshing things, you know? So yeah, it's just alternative.
Absolutely.
How did you guys like meet and then come together to honestly just like make this interesting fusion?
Yeah. So we all actually, except for the drummer, but he's been out here for a long time also, went to school together, graduated different years except for one other person. But, yeah, we all graduated from Grant. And the rhythm guitar, Mars, she was like, yo, I got this. We were cool. You know, we were homies, and she knew I sang and stuff like that. She's like, yo, I got this little gig, but they said I need other people. They're going to pay us. I think it was like $100. But like, think about that. For singing, right. I was like, $100? But $100 each, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, girl, yes, I'm going to sing for $100, like five songs, yes. So we were like, okay, let's just get a little group of people together, make a little like set, you know? So I called my other friend up and I was like, yo, you trying to do this? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we did it. And then after, people were like, oh, you got in a band, that's so cool. Like, you guys are so dope. You sounded so good. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And it was like an all-female group at first. Mm-hmm. So we had a female drummer, we had a female bass player, all that. Yeah. And then I was just like, yo, if this is for real a band, then we need to like unfortunately make some cuts. Cause I thought this was just a little, but you know, no shade, just tea. So you know, we kind of changed it up. I loved it. It was so powerful. It was all women. It was yes, yes, but no. But you feel me? So we did have to look around a little bit, and now we have just four members.
No shade, just tea.
No shade, just tea.
Can I use that moving forward?
Yes, of
course.
That
is a genius
quote. But you got to quote me. You know?
Absolutely. Always, always. Oh, that's so funny. So with music in general and like separate from the group, do you like intend on ever working on music on your own or like dropping an album by yourself?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this is the thing that I love about my band. And this is also why we don't have nothing out. Because not only is this band like so, we always like, we're so fluid, you know, we're always like, oh, that didn't sound that good. So we're gonna have to redo that and do this and that. We're just kind of perfectionists, and I will not let anything go out that I'm not solid about. But we are working on an album this summer, so look for it. It'll be on Spotify, it'll probably be on all platforms of Voodoo Dolls, you know.
Right.
But yes, I do plan on working on solo stuff. I am working on solo stuff. And my sound is kind of different than the band. So like, I do think that I take a part of like R&B vibes, but like I do look rock, I like hard hitting shit. So, you know,
Yeah. I was wondering, before you kind of like landed into like R&B and like alt rock fusion, did you experiment with other genres of music?
Is like sad music a genre?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still a sad girl for sure. Like, definitely, if you listen to my lyrics, people be like, damn, get your sad ass out of here. But, like, I definitely, that's when I played keys more, and it's just, like, easier to make, like, chords that, like, sound really sappy. Yeah. So, I feel like I just was, like, into, like, sappy or classical music for sure.
Real.
This is kind of off of a side note, but, like, You seem really into genre bending, so I was going to ask if you've heard of an artist named Kenny Mason before.
Kenny Mason, why does it sound familiar? Can you give me a song?
He has a really popular song called Hit. What else has he been dropping?
Like recently?
Yeah.
What was the song with Freddie Gibbs?
Much Money.
Much Money.
No, but y'all will have to put me on.
Hey, if you want us to play some after this episode, we got you.
I would love that. Dang.
Kenny is really cool. He does, he definitely dabbles in a lot of rock stuff. And, like, I would say primarily rock and rap. And not even really fusing them. Like, within songs, a lot of times, he'll just break up the beat, have, like, the first half be straight rock, and then just rap out the last half on a different beat. Like,
dope.
He's very creative.
And where is he from?
Atlanta.
I just went to Atlanta too long ago, and I was like, I haven't been like since I was a kid. You know, I got a lot of family out there.
the scene there, yo, that's I was like,
that's the dream.
Look at all of this. Like, ooh, I just, yeah. That's one of them cities where I'm like, that might be the next move, you know?
We've been talking about trying to get out there, mm-hmm. like, religiously.
Get out there.
That is the dream state right there, the dream area.
It's like high-end bougie, but, like, nobody bougie because right. everybody just rocking with each other, you know? It's a cool little, everybody, like.
Right. Just being somewhere with other black people, like more black people. Yes. Like,
and it's different types of black people. Right. Like, you know, I love all my black people, but it's hard when, you know, you see a specific group and you're like, I can get it with that, but that's just not all me. Mm-hmm. And so being able to see like a melting pot of black people where you got like the hard-handed sisters, you got the soft ones, you got the ones who like to dibble dabble in the rock scene, you mm-hmm. got the like all girls, like, damn, it's just versatile, you know? Mm-hmm.
Real.
Yeah, we talk about Atlanta a lot. Like, we could sit here and talk about what's going on in Atlanta for quite some time because it's popping.
It is one of them cities that is growing, you know? And it's changing.
Yes.
You know, it's a blue state now.
Right.
No, I'm saying it is changing.
That was a flip.
Yes, I was surprised. But I wasn't surprised, but I was surprised, right. you know? So I was just like, dang. And when I went out there and, you know, I was with my cousins and we was just listening to music and blasting it. And, like, the white people looked at us and was like, yeah. I was like, this is a different breed out here. Like, what?
When you
like,
have white people not rolling up their windows when you blast the music,
right?
You
know, like, they kind of, like, jammed with it a little bit. Gave me a shimmy. I was like, what?
Are the white people cool out in Atlanta?
Yeah. From what I see, I'm like, y'all really get with it, huh? Oh, I was at the club. I was at a strip club. That's the first time I ever been to a strip club was in Atlanta.
Man.
You have to go. Y'all got to go. Because they was doing some elite stripper shit. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, I was like, how did you get up there, girl? Bruh. Get down here. Like, yes.
Atlanta strip clubs, like, the music sounds like it'd be banging. Like,
it does.
You were going to run into a celebrity for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, oh.
Yeah. It was pretty nice. Like, I knew it was, like, getting to my head when I was, like, hyping up the strippers like that they was my best friends. Like, I was like, yes! Yes, girl! You need some lip gloss to fill that? Girl, yes! Do what you need to do. Like, I was, like, hyping it up too much. I'm like, that's how you know my city boring sometimes.
Right.
We just be chilling in the rain, so.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yes.
It'd be a little bit rough out here, but I'm glad that you got to experience that. Because that's starting to feel like a mecca low-key. Like, Atlanta seems like a spot for black folk to be. You know, I'm trying to go.
Yeah.
A little bit away from music. We usually talk about new media in our last section. And like, or not new media, just media in general in this case. But mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, what was your favorite television show or cartoon growing up?
Bro, that's crazy because there's so many going through my head right now.
Give us all.
Okay, so you know that one, was it Billy and Mandy?
Yep.
Bro, that show always got me through. What other ones? There was also like My Life as a Teenage Robot.
Thank you.
This blue robot girl. Y'all seen?
Wait, you watched My Life as a Teenage Robot?
I did.
Yeah, that's mine.
The old Teen Titans, of course.
OG, like, absolutely.
What else? I did. There was this one anime show that I watched. It was not popular, but it was like, I don't want nobody to look it up after and be like,
let us know.
Rosario plus Vampire. One of those special kind of animes, you know, the ones that you like know is kind of weird, so you don't watch it with your family.
Bruh.
Yeah, one of those.
Yes, yes. Woke up every day at 6 a.m. to get on that, and I'd be like,
what channel was this on?
Bro, it was on Netflix.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay. Yes. So it's one of those.
Yes.
So you had it on demand and you was waking up at 6 a.m.?
Bro, because I just didn't want to be bothered. You know, I come from a family where there's like, I have like 8 siblings or 7. Right. I always lose count. But like, I lived with 4 of them. And, you know, they all just be up in your space where you just, I want my space to watch this show by myself.
Really?
Nobody telling me, why are you watching that weird shit? Nobody, no, you know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah. So those are some of the TV shows I watch. I also watch PBS Kids, Arthur, and like Cyber Chase and all that crazy Cyber stuff.
Do you rock with anime like that?
I do. Actually, I dibble dabble for sure. Like, I have my favorites. Right now, I've been really into My Hero. My little brother got me into it. At first, I was like, this is some child. And then I watched a few episodes, and I was like,
wait, but does Todoroki hate his dad that much? Like, is he going to fight his dad? Like, what is going on? So, like, you know, I dibble dabble. And, of course, I've watched, like, you know, Attack on Titan.
Right.
And, like, all the popular stuff, you know, but I try not to sound like a poser.
No, that's not no poser. We could go into a
Tokyo Ghoul. Ooh. You know, like there's a few things that I've just really been like into, you know.
So. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm curious about My Hero Academia a little bit. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched a lot, but like, when did you get into it that like it actually sold you in it? Because I've seen a few episodes and it just really wasn't there for me.
Okay, so don't tell nobody, but my brother was on the second season, and really? I was like in the championship, like where they're like the main character, he is just trying to show his worth, like, you know, he's gotten a power that like he, right, you know, one
yeah,
for all.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was like, it was cool because they were actually fighting, and I think that's where I was like, oh, these fight scenes, they're kids, so it's not nothing crazy at first, mm-hmm. but as you watch on, it, like, gets more intense, and the character development is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, like, on the second, basically the first time I watched it, I was on the second season, and so
okay.
I wanted to know, what is his, Todoroki, no.
I haven't seen it.
What is his name? I'm blanking on his name. But
I think Todoroki.
Young Midoriya. Mm. Let's just say Young Midoriya. Mm. His whole backstory is the first season. So it's kind of like slow. Do you need to watch the first season? Not really. But should you? You should. Because it's not that long.
Okay. Yeah. I will may or may not skip the first season and start into the second and see what happens.
Yeah.
We could try it. Hey, that's a topic for the show right there.
Yeah.
I have a big question. Where are you in Attack on Titan?
Okay, so like, right when the season, is it the third or fourth?
The newest one?
Mm-hmm.
Fourth.
Okay, yeah, so right when the fourth season came out, you know, I was going through all the school stuff, mm-hmm. all everything just started happening at once, and I had to get off the internet because there were so many spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
So where I am at is right after Historia becomes like, the queen and like they're figuring out like that big monkey titan is like
I'm gonna come over there.
The beast titan, yeah, the best one,
that was like,
arguably the best one. Thank you for that.
That was the greatest thing.
That is
day.
The greatest thing that has happened in this show.
Oh shit.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. Yeah.
What's your favorite type?
Bro, of course. Well, my favorite character, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have a favorite Titan yet.
Real.
The girl Titan, though, in the earlier seasons, where she kind of like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
She was icy. Like,
she was
pretty icy for that. Like, I was like, okay. But I like Levi. I'm a little Levi.
We love Levi.
We love Levi. But I heard that Eren gets hot. I heard that, like, his character just, like, you're like, dang.
Okay, Eren's kind of sexy.
Yes.
Eren.
In the fourth season?
We ain't going to spoil nothing. Because, like, this fourth season had us all reading, like, the manga.
Oh.
Like, we started reading.
Dang.
But Eren definitely, I cannot lie and say Eren, I'm a little bit attracted to Eren now.
Like, no. I mean, he already was like, you know, that anger in him really sparked something for me. I was like, wow, you just want to kill everyone? Okay.
Definitely, yeah, no. There is one thing I will spoil. They do add a black character, so that keeps me enticed a little bit.
We're so here for that.
Yeah.
Okay. But is he icy, though, or is he evil? Just let me know now. Icy or evil, just go
quick
ahead.
Spoilers, half and half.
Ah, we love that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's depth. There's a lot of depth.
Everybody is kind of half and half.
Right. It's a whole thing. Okay. I think I would love to know how you feel about the fourth season when you watch it.
I will let you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Is there any movies that you've been messing with recently in general?
Movies. Okay. So I don't know their names. But I've been messing with like creepy, scary movies because my friends are weird and they make me watch them.
Really?
Yes. So I don't watch like the one where they have to go into some forest that makes them go crazy and their DNA is splitting and like, I'm gonna get y'all the names.
Annihilation,
like all the weird, crazy stuff. Also the other one where, you know, he's a video reporter and he like likes watching people die.
Nightcrawler.
Y'all be careful. Look, he done named every single one.
I'm a little bit of a nerd. We nerd okay. over here.
You haven't seen these movies?
I have not. I've seen Nightcrawler. I've not seen Annihilation, been meaning to.
Have you seen Midsommar, though?
Oh, okay. Midsommar. I haven't seen the full movie. I'd be nervous to watch it.
Midsommar is like, that's kind of like how I grew up.
Real? Oh. wait, for real?
A little bit. Like, not exactly, like, but, like, my, like, they're really, like, hippie and, like, real. We have, like, family, like... Like, I remember bringing a friend in, and she was like, are you in a cult? And I was like, damn, is this considered a cult? But it doesn't seem like it, mm-hmm. but I guess it never seems like it to the people who right. are in the cult. I'm not in a cult, but I'm just like... but I was like, some of the things they did on the movie, I was like, that doesn't seem weird to me. Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's just how you was raised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
Hey, it'd be like that.
It'd be like this.
Hopefully there was, like, none of the murders, though.
No.
Okay, I was gonna be like, I mean, technically, you can't say that.
Yo, that's why I was like, you really gonna make me right, get nah. got next? No, no.
My bad. I probably shouldn't have brought that up.
Mm-hmm. Leave it alone.
That's the one topic we're not supposed to talk about. something I want to ask about also. You talk about your dog a lot on the gram.
Yeah, Jinx.
What's it like?
Shout out, Jinx. Y'all know she done went viral. So my little Chihuahua terrier mix, she's such a loving little creature, but also crazy with a lot of attitude and doesn't really like anybody else but the people who are around her 24/7. Mm-hmm. She is a princess and I am her queen, but she just is wild. And so basically, you know, the whole viral thing, it was a video of me and her, and she was high as hell and I was holding her like, oh my god. And basically what happened was, like, it was my first year that I had made Thanksgiving dinner. Like, I only know how to cook Southern food. So, like, I was really proud to, like, I wasn't eating meat at the time. Mm-hmm. So I made, like, fried fish. And, like, it was just, like, a good year, you know, a Thanksgiving good year with my best friend. And so midterms came up and I needed to just like clean the house, because when I'm doing those kinds of things, especially online, you know, it gets real, you need space. You mm-hmm. just need everything to be clean when you're doing that. So I cleaned out the refrigerator, threw away all the old food. And then, you know, I come across these edibles, these homemade edibles that I was like, I never ate those. And I'm not going to eat them because I have midterms and I'm not going to be high for 3 days. So mm-hmm. I tossed them out in the trash with the food. I go in, I'm doing my homework, I'm studying midterms, I come out, and my dog is just, like, laid out, and there's, like, my trash is laid out all over my living room. And we live in a really small apartment, so, like, when I say it was, like, everywhere, I was like, girl, what the hell? And she's this big, so how did she get into such a big trash? Then, you know, I was like, she's probably just got a stomach ache because she ate all this food. I'm picking it all up, and I'm starting to notice, like, she's not moving. Like, you know? So I grab her, and I kind of like, hey, yo, get up. Go lay down in your bed. And she like, you know, her head flopping and stuff. So I'm like, I immediately call the doctor because I'm like, what if she ate a bone? Like, what if she choking? I don't know. So, you know, I call them. I'm telling them the symptoms. And they're like, is her eyes red? Are they watery? Is she kind of like jumping like she's afraid of something? And I'm like, yeah, just a little bit. And they're like, okay, put her down. Let her walk a little bit. Is she walking and wobbling like she kind of drunk? And I'm like, yeah, she's high. Was it chocolate? No. Okay, so let's just wait it out, because either if it gets worse, you know, bring her in. If she's starting to like spaz out or something, you know, bring her in. So I get off the phone, and they say that if she throws up, that's good. Mm-hmm. She threw up, and she seemed like she felt better, you know, after she threw up. But tell me why. So I take that video. I'm telling my friends, because I'm like, y'all, like, this Jinx, like, bro, she's geeked, right? And so I don't even post the video, because after I watch it, I'm like, yo, this don't even seem right. So I just save it to my story, you know. I mean, I save it to my little, you know. My snap. And then a few days later, after Jinx okay and she's running around and stuff, I send it, I post on my private snap with like some of the close homies, you know, like, y'all, this was the crazy shit I've been going through the last few days. One of the cutties from Texas screens record it, posts it, it goes viral. I ain't posted it, but somebody else did, and it went viral, and I'm at work, and my phone is like, bleep, 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 and I'm like, bro, and they're like, Snoop Dogg's, like, it was just too much, you know, them always the people like, you're a dog abuser, and I'm like, bro, this
not even your fault.
Yes, but, you know, it was a crazy experience. I definitely still love her, and I still have her. But she don't go around no type of tree. No, she know better. She, right. Like, I could smell the fear. Like, she just know, you know?
She be knowing.
Mm-hmm. So, we good. We're family, you know?
That's heavy. That's funny, though. I'm glad everything worked out in the end.
Yeah, she for sure is cool and chilling. Everybody who worried about her, she good.
Real. We have one last question, I think, unless y'all had something else you wanted to add. This one's a big one. This might be the most important question you'll ever get asked in your existence on this planet. There's a concept that we've created in our house. We all live together.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so fun. I want to live with my friends.
It'd be lit.
Do y'all love it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like a communal house.
We just got an apartment.
Like a 3-bedroom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun. Like, how long have y'all known each other?
7-8 years. Second year.
Wait, and did y'all grow up in Portland?
No.
We grew up in Idaho.
Oh, yeah. So y'all came out here together?
Yeah. Or no, I came out in high school. We knew each other since middle school. I came out during high school. I moved. College, I met Taya. We were like, wait, we enjoy each other. Let's all move in. And now we're here.
Okay, can I ask y'all a quick question before you
of
ask?
Of course.
What's all y'all zodiacs? can I know?
Yes.
I'm an Aquarius.
Okay.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, okay.
I'm Aries.
Oh, okay. I see where the dynamic is. Yeah. And y'all just chill. Y'all just, yeah. it's nothing crazy.
No, we be chilling.
Y'all just be chilling, no partying, no nothing.
Oh, we don't be going crazy like that. No, we be kicking it at home.
So. Immediate fam, immediate homies. Yeah.
Mm. Immediate homies, that's cool. Significant others. You know, cool. The usual.
Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
So. Real?
Yeah. It's okay, you know. It's fine. Yeah. Okay, now the question that I'm supposed to be really like about.
This is a big one.
Okay.
So, and this, we're going to ask all of our guests this question. So, yeah. But you're the first one getting it. So there's this concept that we've created in our home. Me and kind of our other roommate, Sierra's little cousin, came up with this. It's called the ether. What the ether is like, it's the, we talk about how there's like a work ether when like we'll be working for too long. We have like one too many yerbas and like you're just in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second ether is the place that once you're done with your work, you don't really know what to do with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start like gigging. Whether that be like you start dancing or screaming. Mm-hmm. There's certain songs that represent the ether. There's certain moments that represent the ether. I want to ask you, what is your most average or your most memorable ether moment?
So an ether is kind of when you're like on the verge of psychosis? Like not.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy because we actually drink yerbs.
Really?
When we practice. Because we practice from like 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. every like 3 days a week.
Yo.
So because we all have different schedules, so it's hard. But like when we'll drink like 2 yerbs and mm-hmm. It'll be like 1:30 in the morning. And I know we're starting to go when we're all starting to be crazy or the ether moment
mm-hmm.
is like when you're playing a lot of rock and it starts to sound quiet, you know?
Mm.
Like it's like really loud and you're like, and you're literally screaming. And you're like, that's so beautiful. Like,
bruh, that is the ether.
Like, that is the ether. Like, when you're just sitting there on the same vibe, on the same level, and it's just like, nobody else matters. Like, y'all just vibing out, you know? Yeah. And you can't stop laughing.
Right.
Like, you feel crazy. Yeah. Like, you're just like, like, you know, like, you just like, have the moments and you're just like, yo, we really doing this. Like,
yo.
Yeah. So that's mine.
That is an amazing ether moment.
Yeah.
Those are amazing ether moments.
Yeah.
I hope they continue to grow.
And that's our show. You can follow my Spotify at ZGen4. to find a playlist that has new upcoming local artists that we update every week.
And y'all can find those same playlists on my Apple Music at Taya_Simone.
Thank you so much to Jay for joining us for this episode. You can follow her on Instagram at YouKnowVoodoo, and you can follow her band at Voodoo Dolls PDX with a Z. You can follow me on Instagram at King_E.D.O, and you can email me at my numbers email, KingEDO@thenumberswithaZ.FM.
You can follow me on Instagram at Serendipity_Solsra, and you can hit my numbers email, Solsra@thenumbers.FM.
You guys can all hit me on Instagram at Taya_Simone, and you can email me at SimoneTheWaterBearer@thenumbers.FM, numbers with a Z.
Lastly, you can find The Numbers on all social medias at TheNumbersFM with a Z, and you can go to our website, www.thenumbers.fm with a Z. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to y'all next week.